1994, by William Osborne and Richard Turner. With Robert Lindsay as Edward, Siobhan Redmond as Sophie, and Paul Shearer as Charles. In last week's episode...
Hi! What a cute little fetcher! Oh.
I've won the environment.
Who chose it?
You did.
Oh, that's typical. Who's in charge here?
You are.
Right.
He's mad as a hatter. It's funny what power does to a man.
Episode 6. Happiness is work.
Environmental news.
Main stories. 73% say no to single-sex lavatories, and that's official. That result of the latest environmental opinion poll shows it's thumbs down for the old-fashioned separate ladies and gents. The environment's new megaloos will incorporate a whole new concept in fashion and style, with sports facilities, hairdressing, sunbeds, saunas, bars, and restaurants. They'll be with us soon. And now, the mega markets. The latest addition to the lineup of choice looks set to become quite a hit. It's called Baby World, but that's all we could tell you for now. Pop along tomorrow and see for yourself. Stay with us for more of the news you want to hear.
Wake up, Charles.
Oh, thanks, Soph. There is one thing you must never do, and that's fall asleep drunk in the sun. You must keep drinking.
How's my tan coming on?
It's coming off, I think.
Oh, Charles, I spent a fortune on that suntan stuff.
Yeah, I told you not to trust it. Look at the label. Store in a cool, dry place away from direct sunlight. The sun's fading it. It's made your towel nice and brown, though.
Hello? Oh, Sir Desmond.
Ah, Sophie, hello. I thought I'd give you a ring to, how's the Solomon Islands?
Let me turn the phone round. You can have a look.
Oh, yes, lovely. Must be very hot. Good grief. Everyone's sunbathing topless. Turn it round again. Is that Charles? Charles Dart must put some clothes on, man.
Aye.
How are you two getting on? Point the phone at your face, Sophie. I can't talk to you like that. That's better. You seem to be enjoying yourselves. Well, why not come home the slow way? I've got you two executive tickets on the Princess. Gets in at Southampton in about 2 weeks.
Fair enough.
Any news about Edward at all?
Edward? Oh, Wilson. Oh, yes. He's turned up again. Sends you his love.
That's nice.
He's got a new job. He's mad about it. See you in a fortnight when it's all over. Bye.
Bye. When what's all over?
The holiday, Sue.
Oh, well, it's nice to know Edward's finally happy at work.
Room 1001, Mr. Wilson's private secretary speaking. Ah, Sir Desmond.
How's Wilson progressing?
Well, all very odd at the moment. I've got him on camera, if you'd like to,
Yes, yes. Transfer the picture onto my line, would you? Ah, yes. How many cameras have you got in there now? Can you get in closer?
5. I'll zoom in with number 3.
Turn the sound up, would you? I'd like to observe for a while.
Executive?
Yes, Edward?
Do you have the dairy production forecasts?
Yes.
Right, have them ready. What time is the first delegation due?
2 o'clock.
Right, get me a breakdown of total environmental energy requirements for 1995 and put £10 on Danny Boyd Haydock Park.
Certainly, sir.
All seems perfectly normal, Secretary Person.
Yes, quite, Sir Desmond. Rather disturbing.
Now, Dreamer, about the new urban housing scheme.
Dreamer?
Executive... Is Dreamer non-operational at the moment?
You told it never to speak to you again, remember?
Yes, but things were different then. I mean, of course, I wasn't very well earlier. All that shouting and screaming. I may have said something silly, but I'm in control now.
Total and absolute power is a serious business.
We can't have Dreamer sulking, can we?
It's no use, Edward. Dreamer says you're mad.
Mad, am I? Mad? I, who have governed the environment quite sensibly all day today? Mad? Huh. No matter.
Show me the April production figures, Executive. Production is down in the Gambia. It's well below my targets. Very interesting. Isn't it, Dreamer?
Yes, well, it's interesting to me, and therefore it is interesting to the environment.
I and the environment are one. Together we shall build a land of milk and honey. What do you think, Dreamer?
Dreamer? No, you don't think, do you? How can I run the environment if you don't talk? But I am running the environment.
Is that a camera?
Oh, dear.
There are cameras in this room. People are watching me. I soon put a stop to that.
Oh, God, what's he going to do now?
Oh, what's he doing with that chair?
Right, whoever you are, watch this.
Ah! What's this? Ha-ha, it's a microphone as well. Right.
I'll soon sort that out. What's happening?
He's thrown the microphone out of the window, I think.
Now what do we do?
Oh,
dear.
I think he's asleep. Secretary Person, where are you?
I'm in HD. Where are you?
I'm in V to Z, bottom drawer. It's a bright idea, this. Observation hut disguised as a huge filing cabinet.
It is a filing cabinet. It's a huge filing cabinet disguised as an observation hut.
Does it matter? I can't see him.
Why not? Hang on, I'm coming down. Right, move up.
Oh, careful.
Ah, yes, it's the label on the front of the drawer. It's covering the eye hole. We'll have to take it out.
All right, you push the drawer open slowly and I'll do it. No, that's my leg. Got it. Walk! My hand! You've shut the drawer on my... Open the drawer!
I can't. Something's stuck in it.
Yes. I wonder what that can be.
I don't know.
Open the drawer! Oh, no. He's spotted us.
Oh, what's this? Huge filing cabinet waving at me. Hello, filing cabinet.
Shut the drawer.
I think I'm going to have a chat with it.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Edward.
Oh, not now, executive. I'm talking to a filing cabinet.
Yes. But I think Dreamer wants to talk to you.
What? Dreamer? Who? Oh, yes, all right.
Oh, that was close. Ah, yes, I can see him now.
Well?
Sorry. I was wrong.
Oh, what's that?
Secretary Barton?
What's going on?
I've had an intercom fitted into the filing cabinet. Oh. Yes, Mr. Wilson, sir?
What on earth for?
He's got to think we're still in reception.
Why are you whispering?
Sore throat.
Ah, well, there's a filing cabinet in here. It walked in on its own about 5 minutes ago. Then it waved at me.
It's one of your fans.
Then why'd it stop?
Quick, open the door.
But we're not here, remember?
Just open the drawer.
Oh, it's all right. It's waving again.
Oh, my hand!
Sorry, I forgot you were here.
I'm not. I'm in reception.
Has the delegation arrived?
Yes. Delegation. Yes.
Send them in.
How are we going to do that? We can't open the door from here.
There's no delegation anyway.
Ah, gentlemen, please be seated. Now, tell me, Smith, how are the plans progressing?
There's nobody there.
He's talking to thin air.
Good, good. Oh, that's encouraging. What do you think, Watkins? Yes, yes, well, it's all very interesting, Watkins, but would there be enough bounty bars for everyone?
What can be going on inside that head of his?
And your conclusion, Watkins?
Well, sir, based on Kublai Khan's plans for Xanadu, we envisage...
Watkins, why are you echoing...
Sorry.
Look, yesterday I told you to go away and find out all the known plans for paradise. Well, Smith?
Yes, now we envisage a pleasure dome.
That's it. A leisure dome. Put a geodesic dome over the whole of the environment. Oh, it could be beautiful. So beautiful. Could be beautiful.
Hello.
Hello. Let's float over here, dear.
Isn't it marvellous now that Edward Wilson has switched off all the gravity in the world?
Yes, I love him.
It won't work, Sonny. You're nicked.
You can't defy the law of gravity and get away with it.
Can't you?
You've killed them. I could cut your telephone off for that. Come back. Where's my delegation gone?
I'm arresting you for free-falling without a parachute. You're not obliged to say anything, but anything you do say, we hold the recording rights to. Any royalties that may accrue shall be deemed the property of the BBC.
I won't! Don't come near me! I demand an agent!
Secretary Parson, tell this policeman! Tell him to
Is he talking to me?
No, he's just ranting, I think.
I'd better speak to him. Yes, Mr. Wilson, sir?
Tell this man to put his truncheon away and... Oh!
He's fallen over. What's going on?
I won't talk. I won't talk.
So, you won't talk?
What about?
Oh, I see. Intransigent little... Right. Harry! It's all yours.
No, please.
Hello. Do you mind if I sit down? Gosh, this room's in a mess, isn't it? Now, I've got a few questions for you, and I want honest answers. Now, Edward, what's your view of the environment?
Well, I think...
Is it A, quite nice, B, fun, C, exciting, D, miraculous, or E, super?
The environment is the enemy of free will.
Is free will A, doing your own thing, B, choice, or C, the exercise of volition?
I don't know.
Is that because A...
No, just stop! It's A, A!
There. I'm sure you've made the right choice.
Not enough. No, there's something missing.
Try religion. Come with me to church. There's Methodist, Baptist, High Church, Low Church.
Some scholars think might have been introduced in the 2nd century, either by Pope Pius I, or his wife, or his boyfriend. The choice, as a believer, is yours. And now, hands up, who wants hymn number 437? Welcome to my house, O Lord. Or would you prefer to go somewhere else?
I'm getting out of here.
Step forward, please.
Silence in court. Edward Wilson, you are charged that on diverse dates you said things knowingly or reckless as to their being, contrary to public opinion. And we'll have the first prosecution witness after this.
Worried you're not getting enough disco news? Well, don't ever again with new Discade. Fits snug as a bug into the ear and tells what time, where to go, and who to meet. Plus all those funky styles like, and ha! Discade, greatest aid of the decade.
Welcome back. I call the first witness.
May the witness give its evidence from the floor?
Certainly. Yes, Edward Fitcher, tell us how it all started.
Well, it all started when he bought me. He didn't really choose me. He just pointed in my direction and said, OK, that one. I think it could almost go back to his childhood.
Thank you. I call Edward's childhood.
Edward's childhood. Edward's childhood.
But I don't want to go, Mummy.
It's the January sale, Edward. We must go.
Mummy. Mummy. I've lost my mummy. Help, I'm surrounded by giants. I'm in my formative years. This could be a traumatic experience.
Well, Edward, how are you feeling? More guilty?
What do you think, my lad?
Who am I to judge? Hard at the point. Any other witnesses?
There's his fridge, his radio, his television, a phone box, the totally reverend and holy, holy Dr. Calvin.
No, I've heard enough. Members of the jury, I'd like a word with you after this.
Jane, you're so popular. Everyone smiles when they see you. Why?
That's my secret, but I'll tell you. I've had a fixin' smile.
Fixin' smile?
Yes, fixin' smile. A simple, safe operation that leaves you with a permanent grin, however low you feel.
That's great. I'll get one tomorrow.
It's cheered you up already.
Fixin' smile.
Now then, jury, it's verdict time. Fingers on the buzzers, no conferring. Are you ready? Go. And 73% find the defendant guilty. Well, that's not what I've got written on the card.
Oh.
Hang on. Yes, I'm just getting a message in my earpiece. Yes. We can allow that. So, 73% is the correct verdict.
Hooray!
But I'll have to record an open verdict and hand this matter over to the experts. Let them in, please.
Mr. Wilson!
Oh, my God! Oh,
Now, can we have a starting price for this unique personal interest story? 50,000, 52, 55...
Help! Help! I'm in charge! There's something odd about this filing cabinet. Something odd. What's going on?
He appears to be coming round. The moment approaches. Softly the light is dawning upon his fevered mind.
Ah! Sir Desmond! What are you doing in this filing cabinet?
Hello, Edward.
Please, get me out of here, Sir Desmond. Let someone else do this job.
But who, Edward?
Oh, I don't know anyone. Let Sophie do it.
There, Edward. You did very well. Didn't he, Dreamer?
Congratulations, Edward. It was nothing personal. It's all over now.
The environment welcomes you to Southampton. Please place your thumbs on the blood test pads.
What happens now, Charles?
Oh, a needle shoots up into your thumb and takes a sample. It's nothing to worry about, sir. Ow!
Oh, don't be such a baby.
The results will be displayed in the quarantine lounge in 5 minutes.
Ooh, did we buy all our duty-free?
I don't think we got the full quarter of perfume.
Oh, sneak through. They won't notice. Come on.
Hello, Charles.
Sir Desmond.
Thought I'd come and meet you both. Where's Sophie?
Oh, she got caught with not enough perfume, so she's gone to get some more. I warned her. Women, eh?
I've got some news. It's all over with Wilson.
Oh, that's great. Here comes Sophie. Look, don't mention her tan. She's very upset.
Sir Desmond!
Ah, Sophie, my word, your tan's... Great. Well, in places anyway. Good holiday.
That'll be the blood test announcement. There's always some poor idiot who's caught something really embarrassing.
Will Charles Darwin please report to quarantine? And don't speak to anyone on the way.
Any news of Edward, Sir Desmond?
Wilson? Oh, I haven't seen him for weeks. He's probably at home.
I can't wait to tell him my news.
Your stop.
Oh, you will come to our party, won't you?
Oh, delighted.
We'll send out the invitations as soon as Charles gets out of quarantine.
Bad luck, that.
We've only been married 2 days. Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. That's all I seem to be saying these days.
Roger, Control. Sky Smile here. Over the park, Sector A. Cold day for waving. Not many down there. Hello. There's one not waving. Close up, please. Not smiling either. Mainframe, please advise.
Mainframe says it's her husband. Dangerously ill. She's not been consuming much recently either.
Is... that all? What a mizzle.
Mainframe requests ground support.
Who's nearest?
One of the daughters, Eddie.
Thanks. Eddie, come in, Eddie. This is Sky Smile. Got one for you. 200 yards dead ahead. Female. Husband dangerously ill or something.
Thanks, Sky Smile. Move in.
All right, love. It's cold, isn't it, eh? Silt. Christmas coming. Here, you got any money?
Go away.
What shall we?
Sophie?
Oh, Edward. Oh, why are you dressed as a tramp?
Well, I am one. Well, you know, one day a week I am. It's a good job. Well, you know, there's no such thing as a job nowadays, is there? It's a good professional pastime. Cheers people up. So, you got married.
Oh, you have?
Yes, congratulations, I'm really pleased for you. Who's the lucky the man who's dangerously ill?
Charles Dartman.
Charles... Oh, well, that's terrific, you really made my day, you have.
Oh, cheer up. reptiles might die.
I'm supposed to be cheering you up. What's wrong with hubby, anyway?
He's in quarantine, and he won't tell me what it is.
Yes, I bet he damn well won't.
Well, I don't want to talk about it. And where did you disappear to?
Didn't you know? No, listen, I gave Sir Desmond a message for you. I've been running the environment.
No.
I had absolute power. I'm surprised no one told you.
Well, what happened?
It was nothing, really. Well, to be honest, I blew it. Yes, I wanted to change everything, but I wasn't up to it. Well, it doesn't matter anyway. The environment's wonderful as it is. Doesn't need anyone to run it. See, I'm happy now. I've chosen my own niche. So don't worry about Charles. So much else to do. He's always all right in the end.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, soon be Christmas. Hey, you got all your presents yet?
Yes, weeks ago.
Here, come back to my dressing room, love. I'll get this clobber off and we'll have a bit of fun, eh?
All right.
What do you think of my trap Texan?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, well, it's not there yet. I'm doing a course. It's called Rada Cockney. Yeah. How about this? Listen. Partner of your usual, please, Governor. Hey, and we learn to do our own makeup from a teach-yourself disc.
Secretary person?
Yes, Sir Desmond?
Tell the workmen I don't want to be disturbed for a while.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Archives here.
I'll take a memo. The environment is at last all around us. The department is no longer a necessary part of it, and so it no longer exists. It has been a slow climb from the difficulties to Sellingfield and the Wilson Project, the results of which are being used to set us all on an immutable course. The perfect society has been achieved, where, from test tube to incinerator, everyone will enjoy the freedom of a billion trivial decisions in response to a billion trivial bits of information. Every decision is crucial, because it is the act upon which the environment depends. But it is useless, because it cannot change the environment in any way. A world where the colour of wallpaper is more important than the colour of government. A choice which no longer exists. At last, the environment is all around us. Forever. Thank you, Archives. Well, it had to be said. Well, come in. Ah, Charles, nice to see you, fit and well.
Thanks. I spent Christmas in quarantine and now I've got to get out of here. Sad to see the old place closing.
Well, that gives us all the more time to have fun.
Can't now. Spliced.
Well, your choice.
Don't remind me. That reminds me. I saw Edward yesterday choosing a new kitchen. He seems okay now.
Oh, yes, he'll be voted Consumer of the Year before long.
Sir Desmond, what was actually happening to Edward?
The results of the Sellingfield experiment weren't enough. We needed to know just how much one mind can take. And now we've found out.
God, is that the time? I've got to meet Sophie and Baby Wealth.
Ah, the pitter-patter.
Mixed up pension then.
Whoa.
Goodbye, Sir Desmond.
Hello. Archives, yeah?
That last memo. Erase it, would you?
I don't know, Charles. What do you think? Oh, come on, look at the screen.
Well, that one takes after you. It's going to need all of my charm.
Would you like to see some others?
No. Now, let's see. This one's got my eyes.
My eyelids? Hang on. Is this a boy or a girl?
Oh, it's a boy.
You better have my legs then. And my skin. You burn too easily.
All right. Now, let's see what he looks like with that lot.
And when he's about 20? His eyes are a bit close together.
Oh, Charles, he looks like a locust now. You are not taking this seriously.
How can I with a nose like that? That's better.
I'm sorry, but like that it's going to get very fat later on. The computer can juggle the genes, but it can't work miracles. How's this?
Oh, that's quite nice.
Yeah, let's have that one.
Or, maybe a girl?
Darling, we've been here for 3.5 hours.
Yes, but it's very difficult to choose.
Why not take home the Baby World mix and match disc? That can be programmed with all your gene combinations, bearing in mind your low sperm count.
Yes.
Do you mind? I've had a long day.
No, I like this one.
Yeah, that'll do. Is this one clever?
I've already explained it can't work miracles.
What do you mean?
Of course, there is the two-way surrogate option.
Well, Charles?
No, I'll buy that.
Good. We do think it's important for both of you to be present at the conception. After that, of course, have a happy new year.
Welcome again to Trafalgar Square. We're just 5 minutes away from 1995. Let's keep the party going and remember, keep it safe. Here's another one I know you just love.
Hi. Is this the queue for the January sale?
Yeah.
Oh, it stretches for miles. I've just walked from the St. Paul's entrance of the mega market.
Oh, there's some bargains left by the time we get there.
Yes, so do I. Still, we get all the fun of the square at this end. Looks better than ever. The video screen's enormous.
Actually, it's 30 feet wider than last year. They had to knock down the National Gallery to get it in.
Oh, look! There's a man in a helicopter! Hooray!
Oh, happy New Year!
Now, as midnight approaches, viewers all over the environment are queued for the fabulous January sales. And here in London, at the St. Paul's entrance to the mega market, is the most envied man in the environment. And with him, Jenny Copeland. Jenny!
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, you're at the front of the queue, and you've been here for how long?
6 weeks.
And what is it that's so special waiting for you inside the mega market?
Camping equipment.
For that special holiday?
No, so it's a cold next year.
Are you okay, Fetcher?
Yes, Happy New Year.
Ah, and you, Fetcher.
Coming up soon after midnight, a special announcement from all the mega markets. That's after this.
I can't wait. Can you?
No, it's so exciting.
What a year, Fetcher. So much has happened, and next year's going to be even better.
We had a lovely Christmas, didn't we, Edward?
Yes. Just you and me, and the television. Where would we be without that?
An important announcement from the mega market. The doors are open, and the prices are, yes, 29% down.
I love the environment, don't you, Fetcher?
Planning your holiday for after the sales?
That was 1994 by William Osborne and Richard Turner, with Robert Lindsay, Siobhan Redmond and Paul Shearer. Other parts were played by Christopher Barr, Pam Ferris, David Goodland, Emma Thompson and Richard Turner. 1994 was produced in Manchester by Nick Simmons.